The Minister of Health, Alban Bagwin, is on a working tour of teaching hospitals in the country. He visited the Konfanochi Teaching Hospital to acquaint himself with developments there and to see how best to help address them. The head of the Public Relations Unit of the Ministry of Health, Dan Offman, in an interview with our Ashanti Regional Correspondent, Thomas Nsweje, said the problems in the teaching hospitals cut across.
The Honourable Minister for Health, we all know, is new in the sector, and he visited the Kolebu Teaching Hospital as his first place of visit. And having looked at some of the problems confronting the teaching hospital himself, it was important for him to go to the other two teaching hospitals. So we are here from the Tamale Teaching Hospital, where he inspected a expansion work to upgrade it to a proper teaching hospital. So we are continuing with the visit to the Konfanochi Teaching Hospital to also look at some of their challenges, just like Kolebu Teaching Hospital. And then one of the oldest maternity blocks is being put up for since the past 1974 and has not seen any headway. He's going to look at it and see how best the government can come in to support the completion of that.
I hope you have met with the management. What are some of the new things that they told the minister?
Obviously, the challenges facing Konfanochi Hospital are virtually the same as the Kolebu Teaching Hospital and the Tamale Teaching Hospital. Most of them are saying they are in debt. They want the Ministry of Health to build them. They are also having certain challenges in terms of the obsolete equipment they all operating with. So you might think they are old stories. The new trend now is how best can we come to their aid? And the minister is telling them government has provided some funding for the procurement of these equipment to come and replace the obsolete equipment. Indeed, we expect medical professionals to work with efficient tools. And this is the problem. It's just not about their salaries and other conditions of service, but it's just about the tools to work with. So one of the important areas we are looking at include the infrastructure needs of the hospitals, the teaching hospitals, and indeed the regional and district hospitals, including the equipment that they have to work with. And if for a hospital to exist and does not have theater equipment, for instance, to work with, the medical officer and the nurses, for instance, would not find the job interesting. So we are here looking at these critical areas of concern to all the teaching hospitals, including the regional and district hospitals. So our visit here is to look at it and to see how best we can come to their aid.
Yes, I know definitely some problems may be peculiar, even though the problems run through. Some may be peculiar. Look at Konfanochi as compared to the other areas that we've already visited. What are some of the issues think is peculiar to Kumasi alone?
It's unfortunate I may not be able to give you a comprehensive answer now that we just started the tour. I would be in a position to tell you exactly what is different from the others when we complete the tour.
I hope they spoke about water.
They did speak about the water supply system. Like Tamale Teaching Hospital, they need a tanker, you know, to back up the water supply system.
PRO of the Ministry of Health, Dan Osman, in that interview with Ashanti Regional Correspondent Thomas Nsweje.